here's a story from The World.
In recent years, we've heard a lot about migrants making the dangerous trek through the Darien Gap, the remote and dangerous wilderness between Colombia and Panama. There are no roads there, and that route is now seeing a record number of children among the migrants traveling north. Figures released this week by UNICEF estimate that more than 19,000 kids have slogged through that jungle in the past 9 months. The children are making the journey at the mercy of human traffickers who control the route. Laurent Duvilliers is UNICEF's regional chief of communications. He joins us from Panama City. Nearly 20,000 children have made this dangerous trek this year, Laurent. Nearly three times the number estimated for the past 5 years combined. How do you explain this?
The children there are being exposed to wild animals, insects, lack of water, but also robbery, extortion, and unfortunately, sexual violence. So it's extremely dangerous for the children. And we've been talking to many families, and many of the parents are Haitians, but many of the children are not from Haiti. They were born in Chile or in Brazil, where the parents lived and worked for years. But then because of the pandemic, because of the lockdowns in those countries, they lost from one day to another their source of income. And they could not survive. They just were running out of cash. And the only option they had was to migrate together with their children, crossing one of the most dangerous jungles in the world, heading to the U.S. in search for a better life.
So a lot to unpack there, Laurent. Let me start with the fact that a lot of these children, as you said, were born in Chile and Brazil, children of Haitian parents. I mean, just politically, how does that complicate matters as they make their way north?
I was in Haiti 2 weeks ago at the airport providing support to the families expelled from the U.S., Haitian families. And that's where I realized that when I wanted to interact with those children, we're talking about children who don't speak Creole. They don't speak the language of Haiti. They don't know the country. They were not born there. Their parents are speaking to them in Spanish or in Portuguese because they were born in Chile or in Brazil. And imagine, in terms of education, what are the chances that those kids can be sent back to school in Haiti when they don't speak the language? So that really requires a lot of coordination between all the countries involved to make sure that the children will be protected and that we will send them back to school and break the cycle of poverty, exclusion, violence, and migration.
So among the dangers that you listed, Laurent, in the jungle around the Darien Gap, the likelihood of getting separated from parents also seems high. What does that mean when the children don't have their parents looking after them in the jungle and on the route north?
It's horrible. It's a frightening experience, and we are seeing, unfortunately, more reports of babies, 2 days old, 3 days old, arriving in the reception centers where UNICEF is providing support without their parents. Typically, what is happening is that the families are living together in Colombia, but while crossing the jungle, that's the moment for one reason or another they get separated from each other. Keep in mind that we are talking about a very perilous journey where they have to cross rivers, etc. And often some of the parents get separated from their children. Then we have registered just this year over 150 children unaccompanied. And as you may imagine, a child who is unaccompanied in the middle of the jungle is an easy prey and can easily be exposed to any kind of trafficking, violence, all kinds of dangers. So what we try to do is to locate the family to see if the parents are lagging behind. And unfortunately, we also have reports of children who lost their parents during the journey and who are now orphans in Panama.
Lost them as in their parents died along the way.
Absolutely.
And you also said babies were showing up at these centers. What is the age range of these children? Are they small or some teenagers?
Half of the children crossing the border this year between Colombia and Panama are below the age of 5.
Half?
Half of them are below 5 years old. Some of those children have witnessed horrible things, extortion, robbery, and even sexual abuse on their own parents or their sisters or brothers. So we are talking about children who really come with fear in their eyes and anxiety in the eyes. They've seen some of the things no child should ever see.
So Panama is the first country these migrants end up in after they cross through Colombia and the Darien Gap. Do we know how many kids do not make it?
Well, we have registered so far 5 children who were left dead in the jungle. But as you may imagine, that's only the reported cases. Imagine how many more have not been reported and are still missing. So it is extremely dangerous. And therefore, we are really calling all the countries all together to look at this issue, not just to provide humanitarian support to respond to the basic urgent needs, but it is important that we look at this issue from a coordinated approach. It's almost a continental migration issue.
So the human traffickers, they're doing this for the money, obviously. What does it cost, and what details can you share about how the traffickers operate? Do they actually accompany the kids and their families?
It's a very profitable business for the traffickers. Some of the Haitian parents were told me that they invested all their savings of years of work in Chile or in Brazil to finance their journey. They were talking about $9,000 to up to $10,000. It's a lot of money for the whole journey. And they end up with nothing at the end of the day. So it's really worrying for them. And again, what we need to avoid is that we have a sacrificed generation, a lost generation of children, of migrant parents who don't belong anywhere and whose only hope is to end up in a criminal gang. We need to break that cycle of poverty, violence, and migration.
Laurent Duvillier is UNICEF's regional chief of communications. He's been speaking with us from Panama about the increasing number of migrant children making the dangerous journey north from South and Central America. Thank you very much, Laurent. Good to speak with you.
That was my pleasure. Have a lovely day.